节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
哎，贝贝，周末去哪儿玩了呀？I saw the pictures you posted. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. Well, it was in Shenzhen. 周末跟朋友回了一趟深圳啊。Well, the pictures I posted were taken somewhere near the sea.
No wonder it looked so great. I mean, if the weather's good with a little bit of sunlight and gentle breeze, boom, you got yourself a wonderful picture.
就不要夸一夸我吗？摄影师的技术也很重要吧。But to be honest, I really didn't do much.Anyone can get a wonderful shot with that kind of view.
对，完全都不需要 P 图，对吧？哎，不过说到这个我就生气。
What's wrong?
那天我正好在小红书刷到了一个非常适合拍照的咖啡馆。So I went there with my friend, and when I got there, it just took me 20 minutes to find the place, and that's not even the worst part.
Well, I can imagine, 就是图文不符，对不对？
Yeah, it was nothing like what I saw in the pictures.
Well, I totally get you, girl. 因为我也经常刷像小红书啊、微博这类种草类的帖子啊，然后有时候就会碰到照片，骗子的骗。
嗯，我觉得以后啊，这种图文种草帖就应该跟方便面一样，备注好，图片仅供参考，请以实物为准。
That's an excellent idea. 不过最近这个话题也确实是蛮火的啊。
Yes, 那我们今天就来跟大家一起聊一聊那些你打卡过的滤镜景点吧。So, 小红书 also known as Little Red Book, or Red, issued a statement on Sunday to offer their sincere apologies for failing to provide trustworthy reviews.
对，那前段时间呢，小红书就发表了一篇道歉声明啊， sincere apologies, 真诚的道歉。那为什么要道歉呢？ For failing to provide trustworthy reviews.
Yes, 因为没有给用户提供值得信赖的真实测评。导致网友们呢有一种受骗的感觉啊，所以小红书就出来道歉了。那这里呢，我们学习一个词啊 ，trustworthy。
Yes, a trustworthy person is reliable, responsible, and can be trusted completely. 我们就可以翻译为，哎，可以信赖的，可以依靠的。
Yes. So, for example, he is a trustworthy and level-headed leader. 他是一个可信赖的，头脑冷静的领导。
嗯，我们在读这个单词的时候要注意一下啊。Trustworthy, 它的重音是在第一个音节 Trustworthy, 不要读成 trustworthy.
That's right. So, 小红书 apologized for letting bloggers share heavily filtered photos of tourist attractions, which disappointed users who went to those locations after seeing the pictures.
对，想象一下啊，我们自己在网上刷到了很喜欢的地方，很漂亮的景点，肯定就很想去打卡，对不对？那自己兴冲冲地跑到现场一看，发现，哎，就这肯定是非常失望的。
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt when I got to the coffee place.
摸摸你的小脑袋瓜啊。那这里呢，我们还是有两个词可以来学习一下的。首先我们说的这个照片，骗子的骗，滤镜太重的照片，我们就可以用 heavily filtered 这个词来表示。
Yes, filter 它原意呢是指过滤器，那照片的 filter 就是我们熟知的滤镜了。Well, it's okay to add a filter to a photo to make it prettier,But if it's heavily filtered, then it can be pretty deceiving.
Yes, that's right. 所以 heavily filtered 就可以表示滤镜太重的，就是我们说 P 图 P 太多了。
Yes. And the second one is tourist attractions. Tourist, 游客 attractions, 具有吸引力的人或者事物。所以连在一起呢，就表示旅游景点、观光胜地。
对，那我们刚刚提到了网红打卡点，或者说网红景点啊，那我们也可以用 Internet Famous Site 来表示。因为有些网红店呢，它可能不是一个旅游景点，可能只是在网上比较火的那么一个地方啊。所以遇到这种网红点呢，大家就可以用 Internet Famous 来表示。
Some angry users put before and after photos of scenic spots on social media platform Weibo that dramatically show the difference between real life and what's posted on 小红书。
所以网红景点也怕见光死，对不对？一些网友呢就po出了一些网红景点的网传图和实际图啊， 没有了滤镜的加持，确实是天差地别 dramatically different.
Yes, the photos show the spots as movie-like, exquisite, and romantic. But in reality, they have dilapidated walls and overgrown lawns.
来，我们看看这些形容词啊。Movie-like, 如同电影画面一般的。Exquisite, 精美绝伦的。Romantic, 浪漫的。I don't even need to see the pictures. 光是听到这些词就很想去了。
想法总是美好的，然而现实却很骨感。很多这些如画的美景啊，却变成了破烂不堪的墙壁和野蛮生长的草坪。这个 dilapidated 就表示破碎的、破旧的。
Yes, a building that is dilapidated is old and in a generally bad condition. 我们在读这个单词的时候呢，要注意它的重音啊，在第二个音节 dilapidated.
Yes, so 小红书 said in their statement that some of its users over-alter the images, misleading others to consider them as travel guides. The fashion app also admitted that there are problems in content promoting and reviewing on the platform.
我们这里又学到了一个关于 P 图的词啊 over-altered. Alter 它表示更改、改变。If something alters or if you alter it, it changes. P 图就是把图片改改嘛，改得更漂亮点。所以 over-altered 就可以完美的表示我们说的过度 P 图了。
Yes, 那跟我们刚刚说到的这个 heavily filtered 这个词呢还是有区别的。Heavily filtered 是滤镜加的太重，导致图片失去原本的色彩和模样。而 over-altered 则表示 P 的太过，修改的地方太多了，跟实际不符。
That's right.小红书 said that it has launched a series of campaigns to encourage the users to share useful photos, and it's going to promote scenic spot ranking list along with place to avoid list to make sure users can get more diversified information.
That's exactly what I need, a place to avoid list. 小红书表示啊，之后会鼓励发布者做有用而非美化的分享，对避坑等内容呢更多的展示。还会尝试推出景区评分榜、踩坑榜之类的产品，以便于大家去获取更多元的信息。
这个还是非常有用的啊。那这个避坑榜，英文就是 place to avoid list， 要避免去的一些地方嘛。Place to avoid.
Yes. Well, to be honest, I really admire people who have magic hands that can turn normal things to real pretty.
Yeah, I agree with you.我觉得有些人有这种能力或者是天赋，能把腐朽变神奇，其实真的是非常厉害的，对不对？我们看似平平无奇的一些景，别人能拍出大片的感觉，这本身就是很厉害的能力了啊。
是的，所以呢，更需要平台去推出强有力的机制嘛。如果只是单纯的分享美图美景啊，我觉得是无可厚非的。但是如果跟营销相结合，故意去诱导用户，这就不可以啊，不可以。
那关于网红景点，你有什么看法呢？欢迎在评论区给我们留言吧。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。